FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. Yeah. We're heading into a new era tomorrow. Me, I'm just going to sit back. I got something appropriate to play to kick off this show. Anyway, about all I got to say, it's right now. 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours.
Follow the bounce and ball. is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Some men are good at hunting quail. Some like to sail, while others want to box. Some men prefer to surf. Like the turf and lose a lot of money on the jocks. Some men say judo is that dish, while others fish where mountain water swirls. But let a girl appear, he'll pursue her and run his finger.
At 6:15 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claims tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO Medford. Yes, every time I ask questions, it leads to some sort of medieval torture that I have to go through at the clinic. I should just keep my mouth shut. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up are the Breakers, or a band called the Breakers. and a track called Jet Stream. You can find it on the compilation Strum and Mental Part 2. It was originally released on the DJB label in 1964. You just heard Anne Margaret, a single she released from on RCA Victor in 1964. And the title song to Man's Favorite Sport. But that, the Honeycomb, a 1971 single that was released on the Hot Wax label. The only thing I knew about them was that Hot Wax was part of Buddha Records, but Robbie White pointed out it was Darlene Love's sister Edna singing lead. So I did not know that. Anyway, lots of stuff I don't know. But, you know, in this climate, doesn't matter what I know. I just say it. Anyway, the Honeycomb did one ad from 1971 on the Hot Wax label. For that, the Liberation News Service did Midwinter's Afternoon. You wouldn't know it because it's not sweltering, but it's not freezing. Midwinter's Afternoon. I got that off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 5. It was originally released on the Esco label in 1967, and we kicked it off. One of the most criminally underrated and underserved bands from the whole British invasion, the Searchers. And Popcorn Double Feature, a single was released in 1966 in this country on the Cap label, released in Pie over in the UK. It was covered very well on the album Extricate by The Fall back around 1990 or so. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636, locally 781-350-3264. Want to get a hold of me between shows? Want to send me that bumper I'm always begging for? All I got to do is mention the Desperate Hours on WMFO, Alex, and all their possible combinations, plus your claim to fame or lack thereof, and general geographic area. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and send it over to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Not yet. Yeah, well, that's appropriate. Coffee and Smoke, CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Yeah. You send it over there. You'll be a star. I have a few compiled, but I don't want to make a whole new disc for free IDs. So get them over. Anyway, well, if you're on the internet and on social media, admit it you are. Go over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I got one of those newfangled Firestarter Android phones. No, I think actually it's a slightly older model. It doesn't have the battery that catches fire on airplanes, which is good because I'll be going on an airplane twice this summer, or four times. I hope not. But anyway, well, that, you know, burn up 400 people with me just to stay on social media. Anyway. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
whistle, blow my blues away. We'll be right back.
6:32 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway. Just heard the Rolling Stones channeling Chester Burnett, a.k.a. Howlin' Wolf, and Just Like I Treat You. That was off of the Blue and Lonesome CD LP. Came out last fall on Polydor. And I was like prompted to hear it because I was listening to a whole lot of Shaking with Mike Murray last Saturday evening. When he played it, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, I listen to my colleagues, whether they're here in Boston or at MFO or anywhere else, and you know, I'm thinking, geez, they sneak in my house and get my record collection or something, well, why don't I play that? Why don't I play the same crap over and over? But anyway, Rolling Stones did Just Like I Treat You. Before that, Charlie Pride from his debut LP, 1966 on RCA Victor, channeling Johnny Cash. And Folsom Prison Blues. For that, the Shadows of Night did Lightbulb Blues. Came out in 1966 on Dunwich. And the Eccentrics from the compilation Don't Be Bad, Texas Punk, recorded in the 60s. And Baby, I Need You, that was originally released on the Shane label, 1966. Yeah. Coming up, I do believe, at 8 o'clock... We the Lounge with Danny and several others. Well, I don't see him. He's usually here now. Oh, maybe he'll come by in a wave. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You want to touch base? And just remember, some of the things people ask for, I don't know, they don't always have in this studio. And I mean, we got about, I don't know, about 10,000 pieces of vinyl in here. And I don't know. Somebody manages to get something that nobody ever has, even, you know, even us. But anyway, sometimes I got it at home, and I honor the request first thing in the next show, if I can find it. Anyway, well, I get moving. I got nothing to say. My brain's empty. These are the Desperate Hours.
Situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
My baby's kind of fat and I'm chubby too. So we figured out what we should do. I eat her horrid date. Drinking malts, we're drinking lemon juice, but we got a crazy way that we reduce. Every time we feel a hunk of pain, we start making love again. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da. We got a club called Fat Souls Anonymous. Anyone can join, except a hippopotamus. Last night Annie done a flip the wig. She's nicked out and had
snow.
6:45 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Anyway, just heard a band called The For a While do a track called Low Class Man. It was previously unreleased and recorded for the Milky Way label around 1966. I got off the compilation, The Midnight Sound of the Milky Way. Came out in 2004 on Big Beat. Before that, The Wild Ones. Another compilation cut off the compilation Grains of Time. Came out, I don't know when, on Making Waves. It was originally released on the Tiger label in 1965. Name of the track is called Just Me. Before that, Wayne Newton. Before his nuts dropped, way before. Did Calorie Date. Track released on the George label, 1962. And then we kicked off the set with The Mighty Caesars, a track called Don't Want to Be Ruled by Women and Money No More. I got off the Best Of thing he called Surely They Were the Sons of God. Came out in 1995 on Crypt. It was originally released on Crypt on the LP, John Lennon's Corpse Revisited. I got a request I'm going to try to honor before the end of the show. I know we got it here. Just a matter of getting my 60-year-old body from one room to another, pulling the track and queuing it up. I just don't move like I used to. This next set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours.
to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old US of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature, but spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the board to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission, and you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. And I'll defend until the end the old red, white, and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land.
They call atomic power.